Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's your guy, Larry, and you just tuned into Larry's Biblecast. How are you guys doing today? Hopefully, you guys are having a wonderful and awesome week going forward. I am so excited. This is the month of December and the beginning of December, or I would say the first, maybe the second week of December. But man, how are you guys feeling? How are you guys getting through the end of this year? Going through, the Thanksgiving holiday, the Thanksgiving days off, all right? And I was mentioning before that that Christmas actually lands on a Saturday. And so how many of you, I asked you this before, but how many of you, your jobs, where you work at, are you getting a special day other than Saturday? I know that my wife and I talked about this, and it was like, wait a minute, Christmas falls on a Saturday. I think the banks are going to be closed. If you're a state worker, if you work for the state of your county or your state, wherever you're at, if you have a federal job, do you get an extra day other than the Saturday that Christmas falls on? Like, perhaps are you getting Monday off? So I'm just kind of curious about that. And so, just amazing this year, how things are flowing. We have a lot going on still. We have I guess a new variant that they're talking about. So with that being said, just be careful, be safe. I would definitely say that enjoy your family gatherings, but do it in a safe way. Okay, do it in a safe way. Do it, don't take a risk. I mean, I know some people feel like, I don't believe that stuff. Look, be safe and don't take a risk. That's like, I'm just going to use an example, and I don't want to mean to preach this all the time, but I know some people don't believe that this is real. But when you get in your car, you have to put your seatbelt on, right? At least you should be putting your seatbelt on when you drive. It is to keep you safe. It is to keep you safe. And so when you think about it, this is the same way. You got to take some precautions, and there's no different than, say, putting your seatbelt on when you drive your car. So imagine that. Think about that when the next time you feel like, well, I don't need to do this and that or the other. Listen, if you're a believer in the Lord, ask God. God is going to tell you the right thing to do. He's going to prompt your heart to do what's right. Okay. So again, that's just my little, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, my little two cents, and that's all it is. So you can take it for what it is, or you can just say, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But it's okay, because I'm just one person. So anyways, I'm just glad that you're here. I'm glad that you tuned in. I'm glad that you are part of my listening audience. And today I want to get into this devotional. And this devotional, it's a 7-day devotional, and it is called Merry and Bright. It's a celebrating Christmas every day. And yes, it's a Christmas themed devotional, and it's by the YouVersion Bible app. If you have the app, please try to download it on your phone. It's so awesome, so wonderful. You get these wonderful devotionals that I'll be reading to you, and you can read them for yourself. There's so many things that you can do in this Bible app. So listen, the first part of this devotional, let's get into the scripture reading of it. It's found in Isaiah chapter 9, and it's going to be reading verses 6 through 6 and 7. And it says here, it's a very familiar passage, but it says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Peace, Prince of Peace. I'm sorry, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7 says, his government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of heaven's armies will make this happen. Now, two things I want to bring out. I want to emphasize from here. This is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. This is a familiar passage because this is always kind of quoted around Christmas time anyway. And this is a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the Messiah. And so this was, and then of course, if you flip to say, I want to say it's Matthew chapter 1. I have read it in another episode of my Biblecast where Joseph, you know, was approached by an angel. And so the angel begins to tell Joseph that the child that Mary is pregnant with is the child of the king, basically the child of God and God's son, Jesus, and that that Joseph will have to name him Jesus. But it also quotes the passage from Isaiah. So Isaiah's prophecy, who is a prophet, begins to prophesy in the future tense of what will happen, what will happen, and what this child is going to bring to the world. One of the things, one of the awesome things about this passage here is the names that he is given. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These titles that Jesus will have, it's one of the things that we have to really we remember as far as people that are believers, that we see Jesus as this. We know him intimately as this. We know him as Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, as the Holy Spirit. We also know him as that. We also know him as Everlasting Father, you know, and we also know him as the Prince of Peace. So Jesus, we're talking about Jesus Christ here. And so anytime that we encounter either debates or just conversations about the validity of Jesus and the identity of Jesus, this here in the book of Isaiah really kind of like it encapsulates the title of who Jesus will be called. Okay, Mighty God. You know, you will never call a normal human being Mighty God. You will never do that, or Everlasting Father. You know what I mean? So this is very important to see this here. And we see Jesus in this light. The wonderful thing about this too is in verse 7, he says his government and its peace will never end. So that means eternity, that means forever. And that means that it's not just for this world that we're living in right now. It's for a world that we will see. It is heaven. It is the place of glory. It is the place where his justice and rule will have no end. And it's also in line of the earthly kingdom, which was with David. So the ancestor David will be for all eternity. So this was also given to David as well, because David also was told that the throne will extend to Jesus Christ, who will reign and rule from eternity, for all eternity, but from also eternity. So it's very important that we see this powerful message from the book of Isaiah, from the prophet Isaiah, who spoke this and was, I'm sure, was prophetically talking about just what to look forward to at that time. And, you know, just a wonderful thing. So listen, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get into the devotional part of this, of this devotional. And just stay tuned. I got a little bit more to share. Meantime, sit back and relax and enjoy this awesome, wonderful episode of Larry's Biblecast. Hey, welcome back. So let's get right into the devotional of this. And this is called For Unto Us a Child is Born. Now, Winston Churchill had a quote, and his quote was, Christmas is a season of not only rejoicing, but of reflection. And I would definitely have to agree with him on that. I have done an exclusive Spotify version with songs, with Christmas songs included. Those of you that are listening to me from Apple Music, and as well as iHeartRadio and whatever other places that you're listening to me from, definitely if you want to download on Spotify, and you will find some exclusive content there from my Larry's Biblecast as I get into some of the Christmas songs that I enjoy sharing. But the one of the things I want to say is that the songs that I had picked are reflective, and they are just as what Winston Churchill had quoted here about the reflections that you have about the Christmas season. The Christmas season is not just about what you see, but what you feel. And it's also about the things that God is doing in your life and within you, you know, giving your all, giving the best that you can, being the best version of yourself around this time of year. Now, I know that it should never be just this time of year, it should be every day. And so one of the things that I want to always encourage you, my listeners, is whatever you're feeling now and however you're feeling now, I'm not saying that the feelings should always never go away, but I am saying that we should be compelled to do the things that we feel every single day or every month of every year. Christmas is an awesome time to do it because, yeah, it is a time where, you know, people are actually a little bit more kinder. You know, like one of the songs I played says, you know, around this time of year, people are compelled to do a little bit more extra than they would normally do throughout the rest of the year. So, yes, it is truly reflective. And it's very impactful, whether or not people are embracing the fact of Jesus Christ or not. They are compelled to do something that's kind and something that's nice and something that they would normally not do. And, you know, maybe driving down the highway can be very competitive and very road rageous, if that can use that kind of word. But people have these different types of attitudes. Now, it all depends on how they feel behind the wheel. Some of them are under a lot of pressure. Some of them are already at a place where they're stressed out already. But then some of them are like, you know what, this time I'm not going to try to get the best spot or try to rush them off the road. I'm going to allow them to come in and be a part of it. Listen, we all got to live in this world, right? So there's no reason why we should be fighting each other all the time, not even behind the wheel. But again, that's just what happens out there, right? I mean, I'm sure some of you have witnessed that or been a part of that. Hopefully you're not the one that has done this, but you know, we should be a little bit more compassionate and a little bit more kinder, and just, you know, we don't have to do the things that we do sometimes. So just keep all of us in prayer about these things. All right. So listen, let's get right into this devotional real quick. And it says here, this is about, like I said, for unto us a child is born. He says, have you ever noticed how babies bring out the best in people? Think about it. People talk softly, kindly, and lovingly around babies. Families gather together to see the brand new baby. Friends send gifts and meals to weary-eyed parents. Not to mention, people are always nicer to pregnant women, and rightfully so. Interestingly, That's how the Christmas story begins, with a baby. Now, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7 tells us that unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And this child was Jesus, this wonderful counselor and Prince of Peace, and is the Savior of the world that people had been waiting for. When he came to earth, prophecies were fulfilled. This baby born of a virgin grew up to be a man who lived a perfect sinless life. He died on a cross and rose from the dead, granting us the opportunity to be delivered from our sins. That's what Christmas is all about. However, December is usually packed full of things that demand our attention. Getting the perfect gift for those on our list, being unusually kind with our words and actions, preparing a delectable meal for a party, creating the most spectacular card to send a friend or in family, participating in activities because it's tradition. Those are all great things. However, if we're not careful, we can allow the way we're celebrating to replace the one we're celebrating. We can keep our focus on Jesus while finding pleasure in God's blessing to us. We're meant to enjoy things, not worship them. Listen, Christmas time brings out something in most of us. The something in us that wants to be generous, kind, festive, friendly, and social. But what if we didn't wait until Christmas to be intentional? We don't have to wait until December. To give to a nonprofit, we don't have to wait. To be kind and speak kindly to others, to prepare a meal for a close friend, to send a card to a family member, to create year-round traditions in our faith. It seems like a tall order to accomplish, but it isn't. It just takes a bit of intention. We have to mark our calendars, create reminders, simply follow through. Think of how it would feel when we hear phrases, Christmas is the season for giving, or this is the time for family and friends. In December, and we will have been doing this for the past 11 months. As we read through the rest of the days of this plan, we will look into our Christmas traditions and find ways to incorporate them throughout the entire year. Now, here's something to think about. What feelings do you have during this time of year? Whether they're good or bad, what experiences cause you to feel this way? That is something to think about. So as we're going about our day, as we're going about this last month of the year in December, and as I said once before, a lot of times what happens is that Christmas is a time where it is kind of like the last holiday of the year, and it's the ending of a year. It's kind of like what Christmas does is it's kind of like the season is giving us a chance to say goodbye in a more positive and awesome way, and right before we start into a new year. It's also a time of reflection, like Winston Churchill had quoted. It's a time to reflect back on the things that we did accomplish, things that we have done or should have done. But however way your 2021 was, you know, it's also a chance to make your 2022 better. And regardless of what the world will give, regardless of what events will happen, situations may occur, and what will be waiting for us in 2022, we have to always keep God first, always put God as our hope and being the light in front of us. We have to understand that, yes, it is a Christmas season, and it is a time that we enjoy giving gifts and loving one another a little bit extra. And that's okay. I personally don't think that should be taken away. I think that, or discouraged in any way, I should say. Maybe that's a better word for it. We should love each other a little bit extra. A hug that is a little bit longer or a little bit tighter, right? taking those family pictures. Now, let me give you all some advice that I also do myself. I'm very big on pictures. I'm very big on videos. Why? Because, listen, let's be clear. We will not always be around each other forever. Some of us will pass before others will. So it's very important to take the time to say the things that you need to say to one another, to embrace one another when you have the chance, and to take pictures and photos and memories and videos and things like that. Enjoy each other's company during a dinner, during a meal, during a family get together. These are the times when you have a chance to make sure that you make the best of it. Make the best of the time that you spend with your grandparents, with your uncle, with your aunties, with your extended family, if you have that, you know, your friends that you maybe a longtime friend that you haven't seen or called in a while. Listen, you got to take the opportunity when you have it. And Christmas time is, even though it is a time that we should be doing this all the time, but because it's Christmas, because you have that warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart to do, take advantage and do the best that you can. Whatever God is prompting you in your heart to do, make sure that it is everything that you're doing from the most sincere part of your heart. Loving your children, loving your parents, saying the things to your spouse that you should always say, but say them, say how much you appreciate one another. Guys, get that mistletoe for your wife and do those romantic things. You know, Christmas time is a time sometimes that we should be more keener on doing the things that we normally do, right? It's a hustle and bustle, and you got to try to work, and you try to, you know, get the things for your kids and stuff like that. And that's fine. But never let that crowd you out about the more meaningful things that should be done around the holidays. You know, take the kids to some of the drive-through Christmas drive-throughs, or even if it's not that, just go through a neighborhood that you know is has all the Christmas lights. And I know as a kid I enjoyed that, so I know your kids would enjoy it. So do those type of things, do those wonderful things. Take your wife or your children out to an ice skating rink. You know, grab the hot cocoa, you know, bundle up, make sure you're bundled up and get out there and just enjoy family time with your friends and with your family. Go to a Christmas concert. When's the last time you went singing door to door? Do they still do that? I've never seen it. Like Christmas carols. So, you know, things like that. And even if you didn't do that, you know, there's always things that you can do indoors and stuff. But I want you guys to really think about just getting creative and doing things for the Christmas holidays and enjoying one another. Again, don't forget, take the pictures and the videos. We got cameras on our phones now. I mean, look, there's no excuse. Also, you know, I always encourage people to call your relatives, call your family and friends from you know, across the United States, and ring their phone, you know, and say, hey, how you doing? And just kind of reach out to them. All right. But listen, that's about it. It's a short and sweet one for you guys. I really enjoy having you guys and really enjoy listening. Again, I have a much longer episodes on Spotify right now because of the Christmas season. I have tons of Christmas songs that I'm going through. And that's one of my favorite things that I enjoy doing is listen to my Christmas music. And I have so many things on my playlist that I'm definitely sharing. So in case you want to hear me ramble on about some stuff about Christmas songs, please tune in to the Spotify and also Spotify app on your phone. You can download that, or you can also get you can also listen to some of the short versions of the songs on Anchor. So happy to do that too. So again, enjoy yourself, be safe out there, and I'll be talking to you next time. God bless you and your whole family. I'll be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.